Rob Hickmott, Full Probe.
Yeah, it looks a nice race on paper for him to get his maiden out of the way.
Full Probe's well out in front in the last 100. First favourite's in no danger whatsoever.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Big Ranger.
He won his first start on the synthetic at Ballarat over the 14. Hopefully today he can turn it around back on the synthetic.
Epic Ranger finishing hard. Epic Ranger will get up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Now, as a place win double, a win place double yesterday for Rob Hickmott. Well done to Rob. Got us about $4 after the multiplier, so we're pretty happy about that on the spreadsheet. Made it four in a row on the early mail, and we're going to make it five today, Whitey. We are racing at Pakenham on the synthetic, the place at the Wax of Polly. So no grass chat required, which hurts your heart a bit. But Troy Corson's doesn't give a stuff about that. He's going to make it five in a row for us. Troy, good morning.
Hey, Half, how are you?
We are going well, mate. You're under enormous pressure today.
Yes.
Yeah, they tell me that.
Five in a row we're going for.
That doesn't sound too confident, Troy.
Well, I gave you a double last time I was on here, so.
You did. Well, you're more than welcome to do that
last
again today.
Winner, yeah.
But I hope I can. I'm not sure that I can, though.
Well, no, let's see what you can do for us. 3-4. Race 3, number 4, Land of the Brave, is back again today after 55 days. A bit of a freshen up. Is that officially a spell, or is that just a freshen up?
No, he hasn't been out of work. It's just a freshen up. Yeah.
So why have we gone out for 55 days, Troy?
Because he got a bit of an infection, so we just had to get him right over that, get him spot on, give him another trial, make sure he's okay, and then get him back to the races.
So how's he looking today?
Look, he's good. And it's a very, very winnable race. I think that he's drawn a bit awkwardly, but I reckon if we can beat Moose's horse, he can win.
Righto, so that's number 9, but we're more concerned about number 4, Land of the Brave. So race 3, number 4, Land of the Brave. Then we go to race 7, number 4, Galanthium, who has drawn a bit better than Land of the Brave, carrying a good horse's weight in this race. Or is it still racing?
Yeah, she's racing, but she's not drawn much better than Land of the Brave. But she's racing well at the moment. Give her this. I've dropped her back in distance a little bit, and we're trying to get her into a race next week at Sandown. So she'll get back and run on, I'd say. But she's going well. It's hard to tip her today.
Well, no, she comes into 7 after some scratchings today, so it's a bit better than perhaps first thought.
Oh, that's good.
For Galanthium. And then race 8, number 3, is your last one, Alfoil, with, what are we, coming up for last start win. There we go, last start win. We like last start winners in your stable, Troy. They seem to back up pretty well.
Yeah, yep. So he's going particularly well at the moment and has a liking for the synthetic, so he should run really well in what is a tricky little race.
So what are you going to do for us today with our dollar? Make it five in a row, Troy. What's your best?
We can go place all ups. We can go Quinella's.
Can I?
Yeah, you can do whatever you like.
Whatever the hell you like, Troy.
What about if I tip one for tomorrow?
Oh, now this is
Am I allowed to do that?
You can do whatever the hell you like around here. You're a gold statue sort of man.
Have something on Stonefield tomorrow at sale.
Stonefield tomorrow at sale.
Yeah, all three today will run well, but
have you got a place for us today?
Place all up or something?
All three can run a place.
All right, we're all three placing
place
up.
Place all up yep. in Stonefield tomorrow.
Yeah, we're placing all up. That's what we're doing. We have that much confidence in you and that much faith in you that we're going to do that.
Done.
Sounds like a bloody good idea to me. Thank you, Troy. Have
too,
a great day.
Too easy. I'm not sure why we're getting up in this rain and cold every day. Hunting.
We could just be listening to the early mail, making the money. That's what we'll do. Good on you, buddy.
See you, guys.
Troy Corson.
When was that one tomorrow? What?
Stonefield, at wherever they're racing tomorrow. Sale.
Race number.
Well, I haven't got that detail in front of me just yet.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got a problem.
What do you mean? Well, you've got lots of problems, but which one in particular is coming to the fore right now?
Tori Dixon was a part owner of a Caulfield Guineas winner. Not
yes,
a
that's what threw me.
So it's better to be honest and put my hand up and say I was wrong. It didn't affect the quiz though. Wow. Still a good quiz, and the guy still didn't know Tori from the Bulldogs premiership player was Tori Dixon. Which was a bit of a setback, but just as much, I've got to be honest, I got that wrong. So I'm sorry.
Well, off the SMS, I think it sums it up beautifully. It was a staggering turn of events. I think it sums up the quiz today. Race 3, number 4. Race 7, number 4. Race 8, number 3. That is our place all up today
race
at
4,
Pakenham.
Number 6.
Tomorrow at sale, race 4, number 6. You get in the early markets if you like Stonefield as well. So we'll put that in the spreadsheet tomorrow. But 3, 4, 7, 4, 8, 3, the place all up for us today at Pakenham. Johnny Ralph's going to join us after this.